Hello, beautiful human. Thanks for tapping on our conversation with Jessie Nelson, formerly of Little Mix. This is her first solo single. We're going to talk about it. It's called Boys. It features Nicki Minaj. And yeah, a lot of people on the internet were discussing it. Find out the story behind it, how she's feeling being solo, and so much more in this conversation. I appreciate you for checking it out, tapping it out. Subscribe to our podcast, please, and let us know who we should talk to next. Who should we invite to the couch? At Zach Sang Show on any form of social media, please reach out. Hi. Oh my God, you're here. Hello.
Hi. Wow. Guys.
You are stunning. What is good? It's been very good. How are you? Wow. What a gift.
Oh, what a lovely compliment.
By the way, this is a huge day for you. I think that's like an understatement because, I mean, how does it, are you cool to jump in?
Yeah, of course. Let's go for it.
Cool. Hi, beautiful human. I'm Zach. That's Anna. And yeah, that's Jesse. You're doing promo. Is this your first full promo day as a solo artist?
No, it was actually yesterday, but like, okay. Today feels like the real proper day because like, obviously the song is out today. The music video is out. So like, I feel like it's all sinking in today.
It's a release day. I mean, this is a big release day. Would you say this is the biggest release day of your career or nah? Or do you look at these two chapters as separate careers, essentially?
They are. They're separate for me. Like, they're completely different. But honestly, I haven't slept for 3 days straight now. And I am just running off adrenaline because I'm absolutely buzzing right now. Like, the amount of support and love that has been shown for this song and video, like, is just so overwhelming.
It's gorgeous. And the song is... so good. And maybe it's because I also fancy myself a bad boy.
I'm not,
but I require one. Like, I have a real thing for tattoos, you know? It's me like too. It's me up. It's not good. It's not healthy.
Hey, what is that? Mine generally is tattoos. If someone's got a goal too, I'll literally fall in love.
What do you know what it is like in crafting this song? Does it come after having a realization of your type, or do you realize that maybe you need a change in type? Where does it stem from? Does it stem from anywhere?
I don't know. You know what? Someone said to me, maybe this stems from your childhood, because growing up, my dad wasn't around, so I'm getting quite deep now, but like, my dad wasn't the best. Like, he was in and out of prison. And so, yeah, it's not like I've had like many good men role models in my life. So I don't know. Maybe that's where it stems from. I don't know. But I just know that like, when I see someone that looks a bit naughty, I'm like instantly drawn to them. It's not good.
And by the way, like it is understanding that either allows you to like fix it or totally lean into it. And just learn how to, you know, manage it, because not all bad. Like, I see it as a project. You know, I look at somebody who's bad and I'm like, ooh, I like you. Like, you know, something to work on. You know, something.
You know what it is, though? I think I like a challenge as well, because yes. Normally in relationships, I feel like the dude in the relationship. Like, most of the time when I'm in relationships, I feel like I've got like them under the thumb, which sounds really bad. But like, I do. And so I think it's like, when I meet someone that's maybe challenges me, keeps me on my toes, and I'm like, and it's a feeling that I've not really had often. And then when I got it, oh, I bloody hated it. I was like, I just want to go back to someone who treated me like a princess, because it's the first time that I was like, I'd ever been heartbroken in my life. And it was, can I swear? No, I'm not allowed.
Yeah, you're okay.
Horrendous. Like, heartbreak is the worst feeling in the world. Like, no one told me it was going to be this bad. And yeah, I mean, fortunately I wrote a bloody good song out of it, so thanks, mate.
and by the way, like, you know, I think a heartbreak and what it feels like to have your heart broken is so deeply connected to the depth of the love that you had for that person, you know?
Yeah.
Your heartbreak is only going to be as deep or as intense as the love that you shared or you have.
Absolutely. And that's the thing with me. Like, when I fall for someone, so like if I fall for someone, I fall hard, and I don't really fall in love easily. But when I do, like, I give my, like, 100%, I give my all to that person. And so, yeah, when my heart got broken, I was like, this is bloody horrendous.
Yo, louder. But you get a great record. Like, do you set goals for what you want your first single as a solo artist to be before you go into the studio? Or do you just let it come?
I think I just let it happen naturally. The thing is, like I said, I was going through a breakup and I was sitting in bed feeling sorry for myself, like crying, going, why am I like a bad boy? And then I was like, oh my God, I need to write a song about this, because there's so many people that can relate to this. Like, there's so many women and guys that like love a bad boy, and we don't know why. And so I was like, right, I need to write a song about this. And then whilst I was in bed, I was like, whoa, hold on a minute. Why has no one sampled Bad Boys for Life yet? This is mad. And also, it's just so sick because it goes so well with the concept. Yeah. So I went into the studio and I was like, right, guys, I've got this idea. You might think I'm mad, but I want to sample this song. And they were like, it's genius. Let's do it. Yeah. And then for me, like as an artist, if I don't envision a music video while I'm writing a song, it's not a single for me. And so obviously while I was writing this song, I was like, oh my God, imagine if we recreated the Bad Boys for Life video, but like put a twist on it and we got Diddy in the video. And then I honestly, now sitting here and watching the video back, knowing that like I manifested this all, which was crazy. Cause like the fact that I've got Diddy in the music video is actually still mind blowing to me.
It is wild. Is it wild for you to be able to manifest something or have a vision for something and then be able to enact it exactly how you thought it without any sort of roadblocks or other interpretation? Because the creative burden's on you.
Yeah, I mean, it is. But at the same time, like, I would say I'm quite a top manifester. Like, I've got it tattooed on my hand because I am such a believer of it. Like, honestly, it's the realest thing. Like, I genuinely believe that if you believe something enough and you want it to happen and you work hard enough for it, like, I don't see why you can't make it happen. Like, everything, honestly, that I've envisioned in life and wanted to make happen, I've made happen from just believing in myself and working hard.
And by the way, like, that's like, it's the thinking of it and the constant reminder of it, which allows you to understand the goal. So you work towards it. It's like, it's all connected. The secret changed my life. Yeah.
Yeah. I still haven't seen that yet. I need to watch it.
It's good. I had an ex-girlfriend one time give me both the secret book and the audio book. She's clearly sending a message, but she gave me that as a Christmas gift, and that was it. And changed my life forever.
Oh, I really need to read this then, because everyone that like has seen it and read it has literally said the same thing, that it's changed their life.
But you've been changed by it. What you're saying is that, you know, manifestation, they're one and the same. They're the exact same thing.
Yeah, definitely.
So what are you thinking over there?
Well, did you get to have a conversation with Diddy about sampling Bad Boys for Life while making the song?
Not about the song. I know that he heard it and he loved it. And he obviously was like, yeah, he like approved it. And then the video, obviously we sent it to him and we was like, we'd like obviously love you to be in it. And I obviously wanted him to play the role that Ben Stiller did originally. And it's been 20 years since the making of the original Bad Boys for Life video. So like it feels quite special. Like it's meant to be. And then I obviously had a script in mind of what I wanted him to say. And then he actually had SNL write one.
Oh, really?
And yeah. And then like when we got there, like there was like a few things that I was like, oh, I wanted to tweak because it wasn't quite right. And he's just so cool. Like the most down to earth superstar I've ever met in my life.
Was that your idea for him to mention Little Mix in the video? Whose idea was that?
Yeah, my idea, because obviously in the original video, Ben Stiller's like, Diddy, Puff, Papa, Daddy, like, and he doesn't know what to say. And I was like, this would be genius if he's like, Jesse, Jeezy, Little Mix. So yeah, I really wanted to like really recreate that, especially for like people that have like grown up like listening to Diddy and like watch these like iconic videos. I really wanted to like give that nostalgic feeling back to people when they watch it.
Bravo.
And it's almost like a reintroduction for yourself, because I mean, not everybody that's going to hear the song knows your whole entire background.
Yeah. But that's the thing, like for people that don't know me outside of Little Mix, me growing up, like as a kid, like 90s, 2000s R&B, hip hop is like all I know. Like that is my true like passion for music. I just, for me personally, that is the best music made. So to be able to now like bring that into my music now, it just feels amazing.
Is that going to be your path forward? Do you have other songs ready to go?
Yes, I do.
Giddy up. How many?
It's so exciting. A lot. I've got, I mean, I'm still like currently writing. Like, there's definitely going to be an album, which is so exciting. But I'm such a perfectionist, so I don't just want to put out like, I don't want to rush this. So I'm going to take my time with it. But I've got a good solid amount of singles, I would say.
Is that what you're going for? Are you looking for single after single after single? Are you at a point where you're okay with like where you're like wishy-washy on a song and maybe it could be an album filler?
No, never album fillers. Yeah. Never, ever, ever. Like if I'm making an album, I want every song to sound like a single. Because I personally don't like when I listen to albums and there'll be like 2-3 good songs in there and then I listen to the rest and I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So only the singles were good.
Hi, beautiful human. I'm hitting pause real quick to talk about mental health. A few months ago, I started going to therapy and it changed my life for the better. So whether you're struggling with grief, relationships or stress or having trouble sleeping or meeting goals, that was a big problem of mine. Online therapy might be for you. BetterHelp is out there. There's secure online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions from the comfort of wherever you're at with professional therapists. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own accredited therapist, and y'all can be talking in like 48 hours. Plus, BetterHelp is cheaper than traditional therapy, and financial aid is available. And they're like committed to fostering and facilitating the most perfect therapeutic matches. So if you don't like your therapist, don't worry, don't stress. They make it really easy to change and it's totally free. BetterHelp changed my life for the better. Don't be afraid. Join the over 2 million people who have taken charge of their mental health and they've joined BetterHelp. BetterHelp.com/ZachSang. Go there. I am so proud to say this. The Zach Sang Show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you want 10% off your first month of therapy, go to betterhelp.com/ZachSang. That is betterhelp.com/ZachSang. Better, HELP.com/ZachSang.
In 10 days, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
What was like the first day you went into the studio as a solo artist? Like, was it easy? Did you have it? Were you like, what do I do now? Like, I'm by myself? Or what was that like?
It was just a really like therapeutic feeling actually, because I was obviously going through a lot in my life. I just left the band and like, I was feeling all types of emotions. And like, obviously to go, like you get some of the best songs out of how you're feeling. And I honestly didn't know, like when I left the band, I didn't know what I was going to do. I just knew that I wanted to just take some time out, focus on me and make myself happy and like find myself again. But like, I knew that I always wanted to continue doing music because that's just in me. Like, I love music. I live and breathe it. And then like two friends I'd stayed in touch with, these like producers, Loose Change, they like messaged me and was like, Jess, do you just want to come in and like maybe write for other people or play around writing for some songs for yourself? Like just, you know, take your mind off of things. And I was like, okay, like I knew that that would be good for me. Like I've got it tattooed on my arm. Like music is the strongest form of magic for me. Music and food are the only things that can take me out of a bad mood. Like you put me on, I could be in the worst mood ever. You put a bad song on for me and I'm like a different person.
So
yeah.
Music, does it mean more today than it meant previously?
Music's always meant like a lot to me, but I think obviously now like I'm on this new journey, like it just feels amazing being able to like tell my stories and like tell my truth. I never got to really do that in the band. Like we tried, but it's so hard as well. Like when you're in a group to convey like all your stories into a song, and make it like work. So like now, like I'm, yeah, just being able to like, I've got so many stories to tell and that's so exciting. And for like me as an artist, like I really just want to make music that my fans listen to and relate to. And like, if it helps them in some way, then I feel like I've done my job.
But music helps you first, correct?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Like I said, it can take me out of the worst headspaces.
What part of making a song fulfills you the most?
Oh, do you know what as well? I love the production side of music. Like I love getting involved with that. And then just like coming up with concepts. And if I'm like feeling a certain way, I love just writing about that. Like if I've, I don't know, like if I've, something's happened with a friend, or like for instance, I was obviously going through a breakup. So a lot of the songs, some of the songs that I've wrote are about that. And then a lot of them are about like, you know, when I was suffering with depression and like just struggles that I was going through when I was in the band. And yeah, that's what's exciting for me, just being able to tell my stories.
It's excited to hear more of them. Really, really.
Thank you so much.
How do you know this is the first song to kick it all off?
Because it's just me. Like, first of all, this is the music that I grew up on. So to like, yeah, now like that just felt right for me, like as a solo artist, being like, this is me. This is the artist I've always wanted to be. This is the music that for me describes me like best as a solo artist. And I just feel like, yeah, it's just honest. Like the lyrics are so honest. Like one of the lyrics is like, my mama won't see what I see in you. I
literally wrote that down. It's so good.
Because that's so true. Do you know how many times, like when I've brought a boy home and my mum will be like, in the first 5 seconds, she'll pull me to the side and be like, Jess, he's not for you, babe. And I'll be like, mum, you've literally just met him. And she's like, I know, darling, but I know, I just know.
I mean, for you to be able to put that in a song and have that essentially forever as an extension of you is pretty cool, you know? It really is so cool. Yourself. It's wild. What does it feel like to hear Nikki introduce you at the top of the record? Like that's as yourself. I mean, it's pretty iconic.
Well, first of all, the fact that she did her British accent. When I heard it, I'm no word of a lie, I screamed and I chucked my phone on the floor. I was like, what is going on? And then she called me the UK baddie and I was like, right, I can die happy now.
That's pretty great.
She's just the queen of rap, like honestly, like I just love her and I respect her so much as an artist.
You talk about manifestation before, and obviously your life has been pretty wild. I mean, the X Factor, I mean, that's like, it's crazy how like the journey from the very beginning. Do you think you've been manifesting this where you're at today for how long?
Yeah, 1,000,000%. Like I was such a big fan of X Factor and I was a barmaid. So that it would always be on, like when X Factor was on, I'd always watch it on the telly. And like, I'd always think, God, I know I could win that. Like, and I honestly believe, like, I remember saying it to my best friend. I was like, Dills, I really think I could win the X Factor. Like, I remember seeing Cher Lloyd and I was like, and at that time, I was like, that's the kind of artist I would like to be. When she did the, what was the song she came on and performed? I can't even remember what her first audition song was, but yeah. And then obviously went and auditioned and then I won it.
Casual.
It is crazy though. It's mad.
How long have you been thinking or dreaming about today, releasing your first solo song?
Do you know what? Actually, not a lot, to be honest, like until I actually started writing music for myself, because I always thought I was going to be in Little Mix forever. And that's the God's honest truth. And then obviously I've been very open and honest about like that I was struggling within the band. And then, yeah, like obviously lockdown happened and just that was the turning point for me when I was like, yeah, I need to like take control of my life now and really do what makes me happy. And then, yeah, when I went in the studio and then I wrote, that's what's mad. Like Boys was the first song that I wrote. That was my first ever studio session, which is crazy.
And it became your first solo single.
Yeah.
I have goosebumps.
Yeah. It's honestly, it is mad.
I also have goosebumps over the fact that you genuinely, like when you say that, like I really look at you and I'm like, you're telling the truth. Like you never thought you'd leave Little Mix. So for you to pull that lever, I mean, like, God, like that's a huge decision. Like that's
massively. It was so hard. And I cried so much. Like, it was honestly a roller coaster of emotions when I made the decision to leave. But I know I've made the right decision, because this is genuinely the happiest I've ever felt in my life. Like, and it sounds really cringy, it's the first time that, like, my heart feels genuinely happy. And, like, don't get me wrong, I loved, like, I've got the most incredible memories of being in Little Mix, and especially, like, doing it with the girls. They were my sisters, like my best friends, and we had so much fun together. But it was the amount of pressure that came with being in a girl group. And like I said, I never had control over my life. Like, I didn't get a say in, like, if I genuinely, like, woke up and was feeling, like, really down and was struggling mentally, I couldn't just be like, guys, I'm going to take the day off today because I'm really struggling. Because you've got three other people you need to think about. Like, and that's the little things that I think people don't get, is like, you don't have control. You've kind of just got to go along with it.
Long-term team sports that turn into family is very hard, because the truth is, like, you have to sacrifice yourself in order to keep the group going. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, your own feelings have to go to the wayside, or at least not be priority, because, like, what? Like, you don't show up and, like, you ruin their day, and then they can't perform, or they can't have a set or
Shoot. And then you feel trapped. Like, you feel like you've got no one to turn to, like, and you feel like you're letting people down. Like, I there were so many times when I was struggling so much, and I just thought, I can't even say anything, because I'm just going to let everyone down. And it's just, it's that pressure. I think it's knowing that I've now not got that pressure anymore. And if I wake up and I'm feeling, I can call my manager and I can be like, Grace, I'm feeling today. I don't want to come into work today. And she gets it. Like, she understands that. I've just got to focus on me, and I've only got me to worry about. And I think that's what's the most liberating feeling for me. Like, I just feel free.
With feeling free now, and it seems like you're in a very good place. Do you kind of wish you made this decision earlier, or are you happy with how it all played out?
No, I honestly, like, I don't have any regrets. Like, I honestly believe that everything I've gone through has, like, led me to this moment right now. And I wouldn't change any of it for the world, because it's made me the person that I am today.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, it's wild. And I can't, everything is lined up to bring you here, and it's pretty, it's pretty cool. Do you feel like everything's worked out the way it needed to work out, even for Little Mix?
Yeah, I really do. Like, they're still so sick as a free. Like, they're the hardest working girls I know in this industry, and they're going off and doing their things now as well. Like, two of them have just had babies, which is amazing. So, you know, we're all going off and doing our own things now anyway. And I think we're all just at a point in our life now where we just kind of want to, focus on ourselves for a bit and do what makes us happy.
Well deserved.
Now, how does it make you feel? Like, I was just reading online, it says that Boys has reached number one on the US iTunes chart.
No, honestly, what's the actual F, like, is going on? I've been doing promo all day, and I have wanted to cry so much, but I can't because I'll ruin makeup. But as soon as this promo ends, I'm going home and I'm having a good old cry, because I just feel so overwhelmed. Like, I actually can't believe what's happened.
Is breaking America a goal you have as an individual?
100% is. I can't wait to come back out there and just start doing promo and performing. I feel like I haven't performed in such a long time. I can't wait to just see the fans and, perform for them.
You're an incredible singer. Your vocals are superb. Like,
Thank you so much.
I sometimes come into my studio and I can get a mental image of you and the girls performing on our couch that day.
Oh, that was so long ago.
That was so good.
Yeah, dude,
that was awesome.
It was probably the best acoustic performance that has ever taken place so in front of my face.
Thank you.
I mean, God, like, a blessing to my ears. Truly, truly.
Oh, thank you.
Did I hear you once say, though, that you almost like dancing more than singing?
Yes.
Are you gonna dance?
Like, so I was a dancer before I was a singer. So, like, I've been dancing since I was 11. It's like, honestly, I just love dancing so much. The fact that I get to do, like, both is, I just feel so lucky. But no, I'd say they're on par.
Okay.
Maybe dancing a bit like this.
So when you're creating this music, knowing you're gonna perform it on stage, like with dancers, but, like, you're the main focus, do you think about the dance performance while you're making the songs?
I've literally thought this boy's performance out a million times in my head. Like, do you know how excited I am to perform this? Because have got so many sick ideas for this performance. I just can't wait for everyone to see it.
But do you have a first performance set? Do you know when it's going to happen, or are you just streaming it right now?
I do, actually, and I'm going to be in rehearsals for it next week.
Ooh. Will you only do one song?
Yeah, definitely.
I want to know, like, is this a concert set? Is this a TV show? What are we doing? What are we preparing for?
Oh, I don't want to give too much away, but I will just be performing boys, but it's going to be big.
Hell yeah. I'm really excited. God, Jesse, we've covered a lot here. What are you thinking, Daniel?
Come see us in person next time you're in Los Angeles.
Oh, my God. You know, can I actually? Do you know what's so mad? So I had a label meeting literally, when was it, Russ? Like a week ago? He's not even here. A week ago. And I was like, please, can I have an interview with Zach Sanger? I really want to do another interview because it's been so long. And the last time I was with you guys, I had so much fun. And I watch all the interviews that you do with everyone. And I honestly just love them because I just think you guys are great. Like, I love, like, I really love watching your interviews.
Well, I feel very good. That makes me feel great. And I love and appreciate you. And on many levels, you real talk, this song is so good. I think you have a hit on your hands. And
thank you so much.
Let's watch it fly. And it makes me so happy to see you thrive. But also to be happy and healthy. God, so freaking able to live your truth in something like music has played such a big part in your life for years and years and years and years and years. And yes, you've owned a stake in those songs, but this is 100% you. So it hits different.
It's really thank you. That's so lovely. Thank you so much.
Thanks for feeding us properly. I really, really appreciate it. And
pleasure.
God, I'm gonna go swipe on Tinder and find some bad dudes. That's what my weekend's going to consist of. I'll match with none of them. Please come and hang out and have an amazing day. And like, God, I'm so excited for more music. Like
Yay, me too. Oh, thank you so much for having me, guys. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Literally anytime. And when you're here,
we'll be waiting.
Yeah, our doors open always.
I'll be there. Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much. You too, guys. Thank you so much.
Later.
Love. Bye. Hello, beautiful human. Thank you so much for joining our conversation with Jesse Nelson. I really appreciate it. Subscribe to our podcast. I beg you. Share it with those you care about. And please be safe. Hug your family if you can. And don't go to jail. Have a great day. We'll talk soon. Peace and love.